So this book is called Serving Without Sinking, How to Serve Christ and Keep Your Joy. When I was asked to review this book about serving, I really didn't want to have to read it in case I got challenged. Maybe that says I'm happy not serving much, or at the very least, I want to keep some of my less than ideal motivations for serving. So if I say this is a book about serving and you want to tune out, then this is the book for you. It's a short book and simple to read. The author starts by looking at our motivations for serving, particularly in the context of serving at church. Christian service shouldn't leave us feeling irritated, exhausted, guilty, proud, bitter, or lazy. But all too often, this is the result of our Christian service. The author looks at three main reasons we can end up feeling this way. We can have a wrong view of God, a wrong view of ourselves, or a wrong view of other people. These wrong views are what lead us to serving without the joy we should have. One idea that struck me is that God and God's plan doesn't need me or my serving. For those who know the story of Mary and Martha, you'll remember Martha inviting Jesus into her home with her sister Mary. Martha was busy rushing around trying to serve Jesus and distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. I can imagine she was probably trying to make dinner and tidy the house, and she probably thought she had the best of intentions. Mary, however, sat at Jesus' feet and listened to Jesus. She listened to the one who has done all we need. Mary had chosen what was better, because Jesus did not come to help us learn how to be worthy servants. He came to die because we are not worthy servants. The second half of the book illustrates the idea that we as a church are like the bride of Christ. But this isn't like a Prince Charming and Cinderella love story. This is like a Prince Charming and the ugliest ugly sister love story. And the ugliest ugly sister cheats on Prince Charming with the ugliest men she can find again and again. We were the unfaithful ugly sister. We probably don't need to dig deep in our hearts to see how we are unfaithful in our love for Jesus by loving money or career or even kids more. Thankfully, Jesus' love changes two main things. Firstly, his love changes our status, and we are now his bride. Secondly, his love changes our heart. Jesus' love is transforming us from the cheating, ugly sister to the beautiful and faithful bride. And in the same way a newly married wife will serve her husband with joy, how much more so can we serve Jesus with joy? We are given works of service to do as a gift from God. They are meant to be a delight for us. These acts of service are to be like our wedding dress, our fine linen, and our glory. We don't need to be bitter or proud. We can serve with a heart that has joy because we know our acts of service are God's gift to us. The author finishes with a challenge to compare the time we spend serving Jesus in obvious ways, such as helping at church, with the time we spend praying. Most of the unhelpful reasons we serve Christ don't require us to pray. When we have a true view of God, a true view of ourselves, and a true view of other people, prayer will be central in every way we serve. And we can serve diligently and faithfully with joy as we wait for his return.